Come on, pay up your taxes.
Guards, take this to the sheriff.
Taxes we do not like.
A coffer full of coins.
Well done, lads.
Another coffer.
Hello there.
Jack distracts the footman while Much hoists it up on a hook.
We're winning.
In a tavern, Alan picks a man's pocket.
Oh, sorry, my lord.
Hey! Come on, we are really winning. But there's one more prize. If we really want to beat the sheriff.
Nottingham Castle. Robin carries a flaming torch down a corridor. Breathing heavily, he looks nervously from side to side.
How do we know there even is a strong room?
A wild guess.
What do you think? Little bird told him. Little Marion bird.
This is... They all gather around a door. Robin hands his torch to Jack.
Jack.
This. It's just a door. A handle, a lock.
Robin steps on a flagstone. An arrow.
I do not like this.
Will?
Will takes a closer look at the door. Much crouches down to examine a fine thread.
Will, what's this?
Much, don't touch that!
He twangs it.
Why do I do it?
Right, I'll go check it out.
Wait!
Look. Turn it!
A false stone reveals a lock, and the door opens.
What is this?
The sheriff's war chest. And that is our poor chest, lads.
Metal bars slide across, and dogs approach.
We're not equipped for this.
Robin, dogs!
I know. But we'll be back.
Deep in the heart of England lives a legend. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali Jay. Episode 2, Booby and the Beast, written by Simon J. Ashford. The sheriff's taking a bath.
Am I to drown in everybody else's incompetence whilst Robin Hood steals everything that is rightfully mine? And crew, no! Do something about it, Gisman!
My lord, we now know the strong room works. It stopped Hood dead in his tracks.
Not dead enough! Stealing the money from me on the way here is one thing. Stealing it from right under my very nose is another! The Black Knights are coming expecting their share out, Gisborne! At this rate, there'll be nothing left to share! I want Hood caught, Gisborne. I want him dead! Meanwhile, how's your German?
German?
Pat, woman, Pat, don't rub.
This guest you're expecting.
Yes. Count Friedrich of Bavaria is one of the richest aristocrats in Europe, by all accounts. And stupid, too, so you and he should get on. He also has a weakness for gambling.
Your alterations to the Great Hall.
Yes. We will extend the Count every courtesy, Gisborne. I've taken my bath 6 months early for a reason. And then we shall take the inbred booby for every penny that he's got.
Loxley Manor. Women are washing clothes in a tub. A group of children run around a vegetable patch set beside a pond. Meanwhile, Gisborne paces menacingly in front of some men dressed in peasant clothes.
The sheriff wanted me to thank you all for your hard work building his new strong room.
Slave labour, more like. Where's our money?
You'll get what's coming to you. Now, how did Robin Hood find out about the strong room? Somebody must have told him. Loose talk costs lives.
He nods to some soldiers who draw their swords. In the castle, gaming tables are set out in a large hall adorned with candles.
Good. Very good. This world is full of idiots, waiting to be parted from their money. But as you know, the house always wins. Now, I've had this table put here in the middle because dice is the Count's favourite game, and this is the first thing I want him to see when he arrives. Good. Carry on. Ah, Lady Marian. There you are. Now, our guest is due to arrive very shortly, and I'd like you to be a friend to him. I'd like you to make him feel that his every desire is yours to obey.
Every desire?
Hmm. Show him a good time. What do you think, Lisbon?
Good idea.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will, Missy. How's your father, so to speak?
Frail. House arrest doesn't help.
But very much alive.
Marian looks uneasy as the sheriff stares at her.
What if he sees my heart isn't in it?
Well, then pretend. Deception comes easily enough to you.
Now, when the Count arrives, I want you to smile for him and buy yourself a gown that, how shall I say, stimulates the imagination. The cheaper the better, I think.
He walks off, and Gisborne tosses a coin onto a gaming table.
Fetch.
Nottingham Town. A guard keeps watch as Marian examines a red gown at a market stall.
Stand further off. You make me feel as if I am under arrest.
A hooded figure.
Trinkets for the lovely lady.
Robin shows his face to Marian, then moves away and nods to Much and Little John, who are standing near a vegetable stall. Much picks up a cabbage.
You call this fresh? You can't expect people to eat this muck!
He shoves it into the stallholder's chest, who then thumps Much.
Hey! Stop it! What are you doing?
To Marian.
They have you well guarded.
Why did I choose this? I can hardly breathe in there.
Shh! What happened?
They're expecting a guest today. A rich German count. And they're making me fawn over him. Making me dress up and...
A German? Do you think the sheriff and Prince John are looking for allies abroad?
He's not an ally. He's a gambler. The sheriff has set up gaming tables in the castle. He's planning to fill his new strong room with the count's money.
You see? Another good reason to rob him.
Robin, please, do not go down there. It's dangerous.
Well, you know me. I like a challenge. You don't have to do this.
Yes, I do. Without me, you wouldn't even know there was a strong room.
England needs me.
Yes, England needs me. England needs us.
And I need you.
They kiss. Then Marian smiles mischievously.
Guard?
We need to break into the strong room, and Stephen was the first person I thought of.
Is he a friend of your father's?
A teacher. Legend in his day. He doesn't work anymore, but he used to be famous. He worked in the Orient. They were his apprentices. Gisborne's lot killed this morning.
Will.
Stephen feels Will's face.
Still passionate. Angry.
Lots to be angry about.
True. And your skills. You're using them. Not wasting them.
I'm with Robin Hood.
Good. That is not a waste.
Jack picks up a small box.
Do not touch that, please.
I have seen this type of work before. It is Persian, no?
It was my wife's. Men who died had families, wives and children. I want them to be taken care of.
They will be. You have my word. If there's any information you can give us, anything that they told you.
Look. I'm not being funny. We've seen this death trap in action, right? And now we're going to take advice from a blind man.
Stephen floors Alan with a staff.
When a man loses his sight, he finds compensation in the senses that remain.
Stephen holds out his hand, and Alan looks embarrassed as he gets to his feet. Robin smiles.
I do not intend in joining your mission, but I might be of assistance in planning it.
Yes, but what can you possibly know about the Sheriff's strong room?
A great deal. I designed it.
Nottingham Town. Alan stands in the marketplace looking pensive. He walks over to a wooden column and draws a symbol shaped like a D on it with a piece of chalk. A covered horse-drawn carriage heads down a street. The sheriff watches it as it approaches the castle courtyard. Marianne and Gisborne are standing on the castle steps.
Marianne, who'd have thought?
Ah! Count Friedrich! Welcome to Nottingham.
Tell me, are all the roads in England so bad? I feel like I've been beaten like an egg.
Your safety was my first concern. I organized the route so as to avoid the forest. We couldn't have your fortune or your good self falling into outlaws' hands.
Myself and my men are a match for any rustic ruffian, I assure you.
He spots Marianne and doffs his hat to her, then passes it to the sheriff.
Had I known what awaited me here, I would have employed winged horses.
Lady Marianne has made it her personal responsibility to make sure your stay is as comfortable as possible.
Really?
I'm very happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, come, come. Acquaintances are for old ladies and priests. We will dispense with such formalities. I am already your friend, and always your servant.
Two footmen drop a heavy chest.
Do be careful there. Right. Take the chest to my room.
They heave it up the steps.
It's a few shillings for the gaming tables. Tell me, do you play Lady Marianne?
Such pursuits are not entirely to my tastes.
Then we must find pursuits that excite you more. Tell me, do you ride?
Alan's looking through the door of a tavern.
Come on, come on.
He seems on edge and sighs heavily as he looks around. Pushing open the door, he's confronted by a hooded figure.
Leaving so soon.
It's Gisborne.
Got your message. What have you got for me?
Robin wants to have another go at your strong room.
Obviously. And?
Well, that's it. It'll be the next few days, though, so you'd better be ready.
Don't waste my time. I don't pay for obvious. You'll have to do better than that.
Like what?
Who told Robin Hood about the strong room?
Don't know.
I don't.
Honest.
It's early days in our relationship. But come to me again with nothing, and I will be very disappointed, understand?
Yep. Got it.
Don't make me wait too long.
He drops a coin on the floor and leaves. Sherwood Forest. Stephen's walking with Robin and Will.
The designs were not meant for the sheriff. They were a commission.
By whom?
A Persian general.
I did not complete the work, but I kept the plans with me always. And not long ago, my apprentice sold them to the sheriff. His family was starving. I can't blame him. He died for it.
No expense has been spared for your gambling pleasure. Food, drink, company. We aim to please in every respect. Isn't that right, Marianne?
Is this your idea of sport?
You do not like the skittles, my lady. But it is a charming game.
A child's game, surely. Do men really waste their money playing this?
No waste if the prize is worth having. Come, let me show you. Gently caress the ball. Yeah. Thank you.
The ball hits Friedrich in the groin.
Forgive me, Count Friedrich. My aim was a little wide.
God!
A model of the strong room.
This is the door. The only entrance or exit has no windows.
The room itself is 20 feet long by 20 feet wide. Both walls are honeycombed with blowholes, each loaded with arrows primed to strike a specific spot.
You step on the wrong stone and...
Robin nods.
Which stones?
My great innovation. It changes.
Well, that's not possible, is it?
A weighted wheel beneath the floor rotates regularly. Each turn defines a new route, changing the order of the sprung stones.
So, any stone can trigger a trap at any time.
I did not say it would be easy.
This I do not like.
Come, Lady Marian, bring me some lark.
Where have you been?
An errand.
He's quite taken with her. Encourage him. Lose pressure.
Gisborne goes over to Friedrich.
Marian just needs a little coaxing. It's her way. She says no when she means yes.
Really? Then I shall relish the challenge. Lady Marian, I cannot roll unless you help me.
No, thank you.
No, no, Lady Marian, I insist.
Reluctantly, Marian moves round to join Friedrich at the far end of a gaming table. He places the dice in her hand and kisses it. She tosses the dice disdainfully onto the table.
Lady Marian wins!
You see, I win.
Perhaps you will excuse me. I have a headache.
Oh, how terrible for you. If I may, I find that a gentle rubbing of the temples is most effective.
You're very kind, but I think I will go and lie down.
As hard as it is, we must let you go.
Thank you for your understanding, Count.
Friedrich smiles to himself, then turns to the sheriff.
Quite the beauty. I must confess, when I first came to this country, I thought I would not like it. But now, I like it very much.
The sheriff and Gisborne share a knowing look as Friedrich heads off.
You'll be up against time. Opening the door turns an hourglass set beside the base of the plinth. When the sand runs through, a final failsafe is triggered.
I shouldn't ask, but what exactly?
There is a vault behind the back wall, containing a vat of molten lead. It is kept at a constant heat by the fires of the kitchen. When the hourglass is empty, the vat is turned. The liquid flows into a series of gutters.
The pipes in the walls.
Burning liquid sprays out, covering the entire room. Anyone inside would not stand a chance.
And yet, the coins remain intact because they are harder than the soft lead.
Well, all I'm hearing is arrows, lead, and certain death. Encouraging.
How long before the hourglass runs through?
A slow count of 80 and 10.
In a count of 170, you've got to get to the money and get it out.
Nice of you to join us, Alan.
Well, I still think you're mad. But if you want some more help, then...
We are mad! We should stick to robbing merchants in the forest!
That we are good at.
Then we will work until we get better at this. We'll meet near the old barn, near Clun.
What for?
To practice. We are going to build this strong room over there.
Good.
A guard blocks Marian's path.
Oh. Excuse me, can I pass?
Orders. No one passes, not even you. Sheriff's private room.
Lady Marian?
Let me pass just this once, please.
Well, what's in it for me? Nice gown, very fetching. Bit of a new look for you.
How dare you?
You're just being friendly. How about a little kiss?
Yeah. How about a little smash? Excuse me.
Friedrich beats up the guards.
You are an impressive fighter.
Yes, I know. And you are also very impressive in many ways.
Please.
Are you not glad I came after you?
I made no invitation.
You feign a headache and retire. I follow. This is the way that trysts are made all over the world.
Well, this one is all over, all right. As of now.
Gisborne!
You mustn't be found here.
They enter a large room, lit by flaming torches.
Come, quick!
They hide behind a column as the sheriff comes in.
There should be a guard on that door at all times.
I'll look into it immediately, my lord.
Wait. First things first, tomorrow's meeting. Come here. There. I have outlined the division of the money in my strong room. You will be in charge of making sure our friends the Black Knights get their share.
You wish to strengthen our forces in the south. The share is generous.
Strategy, Gisborne. The king is most likely to land there on his return. Besides, there will be plenty of funds in the war chest after our German booby loses tonight. And we'll make sure he loses big.
What if the Count surprises us and wins?
Wins? That buffoon? Who? I feel like I have been beaten as the egg. Mincing oaf.
But you have made provision just in case.
You know me too well, Gisborne. Of course. All eventualities have been considered. Dice that only roll one way in our favor. Make sure Marion is with us tonight.
The sheriff heads out. Gisborne pauses briefly, as if sensing something in the room, before following him.
What does he think? That I will not be suspicious of an invitation out of the blue from a sheriff in... Where are we? That I will not do my homework and find out who he is. Does he not think that his reputation has not spread to Europe? And you? You are in on this little plan. Do you think this is the first time I've been offered a girl to take my eyes from the tables?
Let go of me.
Do you people think that I am a complete idiot?
Yes, until now, which is exactly what you wanted, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. The way you fight. You are no booby. I don't think a booby does homework on his hosts. I think it suits you to have people think you are an idiot.
It helps sometimes. People play less cautiously, but I am no cheat.
And for what it's worth, I am no lackey of the sheriff.
So, we are both players.
And what will you do?
Do? Leave. If the sheriff is loading the dice, I cannot win. I'll be struck by a sudden illness.
Don't leave. Help me.
Help you?
You heard the sheriff. He's using the money to plot against the king. I have friends who would like to relieve him of his money before he distributes it. And that'll have to be tonight.
This is a dangerous game.
But you're a player.
In the barn.
The hourglass turns now. One.
Arrow!
Two. Three. Four. Five.
No!
Six.
John, no!
Seven.
I am stone!
Not there, John, no.
Well, then where?
There.
Hang on, what? Stone! I thought he was pinned!
No, no, I'm pinned!
Stone!
Stop, please! Shut up!
Lives depend on this. The wives and families of the dead. Not to mention what will happen to England if the sheriff starts to give out that money. If we're going to defeat the strong room, then we have to work as a team. And that means discipline.
What do you think you're doing?
Huh?
You stay in the castle.
And believe me, I would rather stay here. I'm merely doing as I'm instructed.
Lady Marion is to ride out with me.
No.
Well, if I do not ride, I might be out of sorts, and if I'm out of sorts, I might decide not to play the tables at all tonight.
Very well. I will provide you with an escort. Guards! The forest is a very dangerous place.
Sheriff, we are both men of the world, yeah? Perhaps alone with nature, out in the forest amongst the trees and flowers, Lady Marion might not be so hard to get. No guards.
The sheriff smiles.
Don't be laid back.
He gestures to the guards to leave and heads back into the castle. Friedrich raises his eyebrows at Marion, and they both take a horse.
There is a way, you know.
A way to what?
There is a way to do all the things you need to do and still find love.
Stephen's feeling Robin's face.
You're a troubled soul. Be patient. You will prevail.
And you can tell all that by just feeling my face.
No. Your friend Much was telling me earlier.
Now I'm better acquainted with your sheriff, I'm beginning to understand why you have such admiration for this outlaw.
It's not just me.
I didn't mean just you. I think I would like to take to the woods and fight injustice like your Robin Hood. What do you think?
Why does a potential freedom fighter waste his life gambling?
I am a count. My life has been managed since the day that I was born. Tradition, etiquette, it's all so safe. I crave danger. You wouldn't understand.
Don't be so sure.
They ride along a track through the forest beneath a thick green canopy of foliage that allows just a few splashes of sunlight to penetrate.
Are you sure you know how to find these friends of yours?
I'm hoping they're going to find us.
They already have!
Friedrich and Marian dismount as Robin and his men emerge from behind the trees.
Who's a new friend?
Count Friedrich Berthold Otto von Wittersberg, from the German Duchy of Bavaria. And your friend.
Robin takes Marian aside.
This is the sheriff's guest?
Yes.
And you trust him enough to bring him here to meet me?
He wants to help us.
Oh.
Seems we have a common desire, Robin Hood. I mean, we both wish to see the sheriff broken and humiliated. Marian and I were discussing...
First name terms.
Jealous?
Well, Finn.
Marian has a proposition for you.
If you want to rob the strong room, you have to do it tonight.
Not possible. We're not ready.
Well, then don't bother at all. The sheriff will divide the money between the Black Knights, and they're coming tomorrow. After that, the strong room will be empty.
Robin turns to Much.
I don't like that look. That look means trouble.
Robin, it's certain death.
Well, if that money's going to be used to finance weapons and men to kill the king, then we're dead already.
Friedrich and Marian ride through a stone archway and into the castle courtyard. Gisborne and the sheriff are watching from a raised balcony. Marian spots them and pulls Friedrich towards her.
Kiss me.
What?
Otherwise, what will they think we've been doing all this time?
He takes her in his arms.
Oh. We have a budding romance after all.
So it would seem.
Maybe one more to make it really convincing.
Careful. Remember the skittles?
Oh, yeah.
He succeeded where you failed, Gisborne. So, come on. Money to be made.
People playing various games. Draughts, cards, dice and skittles. Jack walks in, disguised as a serving wench.
You, stop.
Jack freezes as Gisborne approaches her.
I want the Count's goblet filled at all times tonight, you understand? One.
Two footmen carry in Friedrich's money chest.
Put it here. You know what to do.
There. The money you lose tonight goes into that. Mm. It connects directly to the strong room below. Now, once it's in there...
Yeah, I know. Our outlaw friends will steal it back for me. It seems unfair. No gambler likes to lose, even on purpose.
Well, if you win, the sheriff will never let you leave Nottingham alive.
I was running towards the Great Hall, and I tripped and I fell, and I think I've hurt my ankle. Look!
Jack knocks them out and takes some keys.
Men are so obvious.
Now, play as long as you can.
Yeah.
Take your time. And then, when we get the signal, start losing.
Jack unlocks a shutter covering a hatch, and Little John clambers through. Two canvas bags are thrown through, then Much appears.
Oh, didn't recognise you.
Little John helps him out, and Much draws his sword in readiness. Will is next. He stares at Jack.
What?
Nothing.
Alan also looks her up and down.
I'm going to dress like a girl more often.
Oh, I do, do I?
It's just a thought.
A chest brimming with shiny coins.
Count Friedrich. Fortune awaits. Good luck.
Lady Marianne is my good luck charm for this evening.
You know, Gisborne, I have a newfound respect for our Marianne.
Are we to endure this ritual at every turn?
Let him lose in his own way.
And if he doesn't, we'll switch the dice.
I won.
Throw.
Count Friedrich wins!
Robin and his men make their way down a castle corridor.
The Count wins! The Count wins!
As Friedrich's winning streak with the dice continues, Robin leads the way with a flaming torch towards the strong room. Marianne blows on the dice for luck.
Dogs this time.
Outside the strong room door, Robin crouches and presses down on a flagstone. They look around expectantly.
Where's the arrow?
I don't know.
Go on, Will.
Will steps towards the door and a dart flies into the bag he's carrying over his shoulder. Everyone stares at it wide-eyed as Much plucks it out. Will sniffs the tip.
Poison. That wasn't there before. They've changed the sequence.
Well, then we can't go on.
Tonight's our only chance.
If the sequence has changed, our practicing is for nothing.
If we do not try, then all the money in there will be given to the Black Knights, and England will be lost.
Yes, and if we did, then that's my England lost.
Robin looks to the others.
We go.
Robin nods, then raises his eyebrows at Much.
All right. But if we die, don't come running to me.
Go on, Will. John.
Will pulls out a stone in the wall. He turns a cog hidden behind it.
Ready?
Robin kicks in the door, and Little John jams the metal shutter.
Jack, tell Marion we're in. Alan, John, keep watch. Much?
Much passes Robin a flaming torch, and he uses it to scan the room. Sand begins to flow into a glass vessel.
Do not take your eyes off that hourglass. Bo.
Jack hurries down some stairs carrying a wine pitcher. She signals to Marion.
They're in. Better start losing.
Friedrich tosses the dice.
That's the way he loses. You may have to use your contingency plan sooner than expected.
Yeah, we're about even. It's early yet.
Robin fires two arrows attached to ropes at a beam. Sand flows into the hourglass. As Robin grabs a rope, a huge rotating blade swings out above him, slicing it clean through.
Don't think about that.
Losing.
I'm doing
time is running out.
Oh, brilliant.
Robin's now spread-eagled on the floor. A flagstone beneath him gives way, and darts fly over his head. Will urges him on. Robin crawls across the floor on his belly. Another flagstone gives way.
Watch out!
More darts whiz above his head.
Sheriff, let us make things interesting. Everything I have against the entire contents of your strong room.
The sheriff flinches slightly.
As we say in Bavaria, das letzte Hemd hat keine Taschen.
Everyone looks bemused.
You cannot take it with you. Sheriff, what do you say? It's only money.
The sheriff looks around him slyly, then smiles.
I agree.
In the strong room, Robin's progress is halted by a low rumbling noise. A large portion of the floor suddenly gives way and plummets into a burning shaft. Robin and Much look aghast.
it's such a momentous game, might I suggest a change of dice?
As you wish.
Friedrich examines the new dice closely.
I see.
Marion and Jack look nervous as he deliberates over them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see? It's easy once you know how.
A blade on the pendulum narrowly misses Robin.
Excellent.
People place bets as Friedrich holds out the dice to Marion.
For luck.
She blows on them. He throws them down the table.
The house wins!
Much glances anxiously at the hourglass.
Hang on. What's this?
Master, please get out of there. There's no time!
Sheriff. It's another trick. It's an illusion. An image thrown onto a sheet of glass.
Robin removes the glass sheet and discovers that there is no chest.
The money is not here.
Lady Marion, you have brought me nothing but bad luck. Your attentions are no longer welcome. Auf Wiedersehen!
He winks at her and strides off.
Well then, Marion. Wasn't so hard, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Excellent. The war chest has doubled in one night.
Master, get out of there.
Two soldiers begin shoveling coins from Friedrich's chest into a chute. In the strong room, Robin hears the noise through the wall. With a sudden realization, he pushes aside the plinth on which the illusion of the chest stood. Underneath is a chamber brimming with coins.
Wait!
Coins from Friedrich's chest are tumbling into it.
The money is here.
The bags, quickly!
Much struggles to open his bag, and Will tries to grab it from him.
Come on, Matt. Get it!
Oh, all right, all right!
Much tosses it to Robin, and he begins to fill it with coins.
Marianne.
My men have the coach ready. Your friends?
If they have succeeded, we will know soon.
And if they haven't?
Robin begins throwing the full bags of coins to his men, who formed a chain. It's nearly full.
What? We can leave everything to the last second!
Well, I'll find it's more fun that way.
Come on, go!
A salvo of darts is unleashed, and as he makes his escape, Robin turns to see molten lead pour from the eagle-headed spouts in the wall.
The strong room.
Guards!
Help! You men, quickly! The sheriff is under attack!
Friedrich makes his way down the castle steps as Jack and Marion look on from the shadows. Disguised as Friedrich's men, Robin and his gang fill Friedrich's carriage with bags of money. Jack and Marion rush to bolt the castle doors. As Marion returns to the carriage, Robin looks at her appreciatively.
Look at you.
You must be careful. If I can seize the friendship between you, so may others.
Don't worry, I crave the danger.
If you are ever in Bavaria, I remain my lady, your servant,
your booby,
and your friend.
You're funny.
You are beautiful.
You are leaving.
Marion looks on as the carriage trundles out of the courtyard, with little John and Robin clinging onto the back. She turns and dashes up the castle steps.
My war chest and the booby's money.
But they can't have done. No, no. No! 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 No!
Punching several of his men angrily, the sheriff slaps another in the face before stomping off. In Sherwood Forest...
Camp Friedrich will take you as far as the coast. I cannot thank you enough for all your help, Stephen.
Yes, you can. The families of the men that died
will look after them.
You will prevail.
Robin nods, and Stephen pats him on the arm.
Now you're sure about your route. You stick to the smaller roads. The sheriff will have the main ones covered.
Another bumpy ride. This country. By the time I get home, I will be perfectly scrambled.
This is your money. And thank you. England is forever in your debt.
Take it. Keep it.
What?
England's debt is to Lady Marian, not me. Spend it wisely, Robin Hood.
About Marian.
One gamble I would have given anything to win. You are a lucky man, Robin Hood.
Friedrich jumps aboard his carriage.
Farewell!
Robin puffs out his cheeks as he watches the carriage go.
Right. Work to do.
Later, Robin and his men look on as villagers discover baskets of food.
I'm not being funny. The poor have it easy.
I don't think so, Alwyn.
Robin looks thoughtful.
This is what we do, lads. We've turned war chest into poor chest.
Well, come on. We have four more villages before sundown.
Robin gets to his feet.
I've been thinking. We've never been to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
If things don't work out here, then maybe the Count would have us over there.
Oh, much. Count of Schleswig-Holstein.
That's so funny. I can be Count of Schleswig or whatever.
It's hard to be Count of a place you can't pronounce.
Well, not necessarily.
Nah. Sovereign of Sherwood, mate, that's you.
Well, that's us, lads. Sovereigns of Sherwood.
Next time...
It's Gisborne.
Now!
He's creating a new armour. We need to take his toys away.
Give him!
I want 5,000 suits of armour.
I'm afraid I can't let you keep these diamonds, Gisborne.
And I can't let you take them.
When there are people who know our little secret, those people have to die.
I need your permission to leave the castle.
Hey,
a man wearing this would be invincible.
Next week, Robin Hood is at the earlier time of 7:15 on BBC One. Do something different this year to raise money for children in need. Call 0845 607 3333 or go to bbc.co.uk/Pudsey for your free fundraising pack and make a difference.